This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, let's do some things. Ukrainian commander says French tanks inadequate for counteroffensive. Yeah, they're French. Of course they're inadequate. Dear bald and blind giant oracle, if you take a picture with Chris and it just gets the top of his hair in Israel, just know we all see this coming. You can't trick us. I would never do something like that. Besides, Chris might be tall. You don't know. I have three boys, and we are still big NFL fans, and all of them play football, which I love, even though I hate the NFL messaging like you. Do you think your boys gravitated away and towards track and swimming because of your disdain for NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball? If so, do you feel you took something they may have enjoyed? That's a good question. And we'll get back to the politics here in just a minute. Do I feel like I took something from them? No, because we tried to get them to play everything. All we asked, because we view sports as being very important, and we are not these, you know, you have to go get a scholarship, be great. We're not that at all. We demand that they play hard, that they practice hard, that they listen to their coaches, but we've always thought sports were really, really important for boys especially. Important for girls too, I'm not dismissing that, but for boys, you need to be around other guys, you need to learn how to compete, you need to, it's just, you do. All we demanded was that they play something, and I tried to get them to love the traditional sports like football and baseball. I played baseball and basketball, that's what I always played. I was too skinny to play football. But I played baseball and basketball, and I tried for both them too, and they hated it. So they ended up swimming, then running, and that's awesome. I mean, it's not, again, all we demanded was something. Dear balding silver fox, that's nice. That's not nice. With the 4th of July right behind us, I think the commies will come out with some stupid study on how fireworks are bad for the environment or dangerous to our health. And it will only be a matter of time till they're discontinued in bigger cities and their patriotism of love of country will plummet even further. What say you? Love the show and the book. His name is Wade. Are they going to ban fireworks in big cities? Well, we talked earlier about things the communists are going to ban and things that may or may not wake up Normie Norm. We actually talked about that today. What will it take to wake up Normie Norm? There is something about fireworks. I'm sure it's just out of tradition. Americans watch fireworks, set off fireworks on Independence Day. They just do. And anytime these things have been banned, because they've already done this before, I should note, in various cities across the country, not only big cities, I told you, in my small town, they are banned. You're not allowed to set them off. It sounds like Sarajevo in my town. It does no good. All that matters is the cops, they give out a bunch of tickets that night. Nobody stops. Nobody slows down. Everyone just sets them off all night long. I mentioned it would be the comfort things that would cause people to really, really rebel. But I'm going to go ahead and say the comfort things and fireworks. It would never work. It's something about them. Americans love their fireworks. Jesse, I just boarded a flight from Atlanta to San Diego. When I got to my row, I saw a purple-haired, mask-wearing liberal sitting in the middle seat. I proudly took out my anti-communist manifesto and politely moved to my window seat. A dime in the aisle seat reached over and pointed to your book and said, "Oh, I love him." We chatted about you for a bit. The mask wearer laid her head down and is having a panic attack. This is her hell. I love this so much. I love how much the communists hate it. And your stories about when you go buy them from the bookstore with the pink-haired freaks, when you read it or set it out around your liberal Aunt Peggy or whoever it is in your life, the stories about the disdain they have for it does my heart so good. But what's so odd is I don't know why they would have a problem with the book when they'll tell you till they're blue in the face that they're not communists. Why would an anti-communist manifesto bother somebody who's just, what do they call themselves? Progressive. Democrat. Liberal. Leans left. These are the words they use to describe themselves. So why, oh why, would an anti-communist manifesto bother them? I didn't write the anti-progressive manifesto. Huh. It's almost like that's what they are, and they know that's what they are, and so much of their existence depends on nobody else figuring out that's what they are. Jesse, do you believe the LGBT movement is part of the plan to depopulate the earth? I understand that the communist destroys what's in front of him, but I also believe all their separate movements all have the same same goal, depopulating the earth. Am I crazy? Emailing this from my Pure Talk phone, so please let the bar eat. It's hungry. It is. It's starving. Okay. Let's talk about this. Depopulating the earth and communists and how these movements work. I'm going to explain it this way. And I'm really honestly not trying to just sell the book again, but anyone who's read the Anti-Communist Manifesto will understand the history of the depopulation movement and how it has been so central to what they do. This isn't new. This isn't something they came up with yesterday. A bunch of people need to die is a concept that has been around for decades. I read about it. Anyway, let's do it this way. Is their goal to depopulate the earth? Well, some of them, yes, that's their outright goal. Remember, there are different fingers of the communist fist. The climate change nutters. Chris, grab that Bill Gates CO2 thing. We're going to play this again, and I'm going to let the whole thing play, and I'm not going to interrupt him, so I want you to listen closely to what he says again. Anybody who talks about man-made climate change, greenhouse gases, reducing carbon, carbon neutral, anybody who uses these terms has already determined that man is poison and is destroying the earth, that carbon, everything you do is carbon. You breathe out, it's carbon. Activity is carbon. That man is destroying the earth. And therefore, they came to the inevitable conclusion that there needs to be a lot less man if we want to have an earth. That way of thinking, obvious, it's the obvious, on the nose, depopulation. I'm going to play this Bill Gates thing. This is a human being, no ifs, ands, or buts. He wants billions of people to go away.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see...
Pause real quick on that, Chris. In fact, I want you, if you wouldn't mind, would you back that up about 10 seconds if you're able to? I want you... I told you I wasn't going to pause it. I lied. I've never paused it on this part before, and I should have. I want you to listen very closely to what Bill Gates is about to say. If we focus on vaccines and reproductive services, we can lower the number of people?
8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Reproductive health care and vaccines will help us lower the population? That is so interesting because he gave that speech about 10 years ago, and then Operation Warp Speed got passed, and Bill Gates... It's weird. The computer guy, Bill Gates, was maybe the loudest voice in the world pushing everybody to get vaccinated and get their booster shot. And just 10 years ago, he told you that that vaccination would help avoid the population growing. Huh. Man, I almost sound like a conspiracy theorist, don't I? Okay, but that didn't... That answered part of the question. I'm going to finish answering this question. Is the LGBT movement part of the plan to depopulate the Earth? I will explain that in a moment. Before I get to that, let's talk about something we can do that's easy. Many things we do are difficult, and many things are a pain in the rear end. If you have to, let's say, go to a track meet for your son on Saturday, that's going to be hot, and it's going to be like 7 hours long. That will be difficult. But if you want to practice with your weapon on Saturday and you have a Mantis X system, you practice right in your living room. You know, that's where I practice most with my weapon. 90%, 90 plus percent of my practice anymore is in my living room. I'm in the air conditioning because Mantis X will put me through drills right there, give me feedback right there. I have been watching as my score gets better and better and better and better. The Green Berets use Mantis X. Marines use Mantis X. Do you think maybe that's a good idea for you to use one as well? Get one and practice. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, practice in the comfort of your home and get really good without firing a shot. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can download the whole show. They podcast every show right after it's done on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, back to what the guy's question was, do I believe the LGBT movement is part of the plan to depopulate the Earth? And I brought up the climate change nutters and how it's just very obviously their plan. They are honest about it. It's obvious about it. But... is that part of the LGBT thing? Yes and no. And here's what I mean. Communism, as you know, it's about destruction. Just depends on the brand, depends on what you're trying to destroy. Let's set the climate change stuff aside. We've already brought that up. The civil rights, Black Lives Matter, Black People Are Oppressed movement in this country. What's that about? That's about destroying patriotism and history. That's what it's about. Now, that in the end will help the communists take over America. Get enough Americans who hate America, think it's an evil, racist place, you're a country ripe for a communist takeover. Okay, so in the end, that will lead to depopulation as the country crumbles and poverty increases and everything sucks. In the end, that will contribute to that. But on its face, that's not what it's about. Now to the LGBT, all this stuff movement. The main purpose of the LGBT finger of the communist fist is to destroy the American family and destroy the American church. The American family is the building block of every nation, really. A family is the building block of a nation. You cannot, it's not possible to have any kind of communist takeover of a country when you have a country full of strong families. It just, they won't ever accept a demonic religion like that. You have you ever seen the people who lead the movement and take part in the movement? Almost all broken homes, broken families, broken. They understand you break the home, you've created people ripe for communists. So that's part of it. The other part is the church. Remember, communists always destroy the biggest religious institution in whatever country they're involved in. In Russia, it was the Orthodox Church. In China, it was Buddhist temples and other things. In America, because it was founded by Christians, heavily Christian, you must wreck the Christian church. The LGBT movement allows them to do that because what they'll do is they'll send the FBI to your church because your church preaches against homosexuality. Oh, that's a hate crime. You're violating my civil rights. Why won't you marry these lesbians? Sorry, Pastor, your church is shut down. That's the ultimate goal. Shut down the church, break up the family. That leads, obviously, to depopulation because fewer men marrying women means fewer babies, fewer people on the planet, depopulation. It ends up, just like the civil rights thing, it ends up in depopulation even if it's not the stated goal. And I say they destroy what's in front of them. I want you to think about it like this. I want you to think about it like this, all right? So, look, there's a circle. But maybe even draw a circle right now on a piece of paper. You got that circle? Okay. And you've got some dots leading from the right, and then there's another little mini circle. And you have dots going up, and there's a mini circle, and dots going left, and there's a mini circle, and dots going to the bottom, there's a mini circle. Okay? So you're basically, it almost looks like a crosshair. You with me? You have this pictured in your mind? Let's say the top is the climate change movement, the right is the LGBT movement, the bottom is the civil rights movement. The left one is what? Who's another nutball? The feminists. Those are always fun to make fun of. In the center, that center circle, that's total destruction of humanity. That's the wrecking of mankind. That's what's at the center of the circle. Now, the various sides, top, bottom, left, right, it's not that they're always focused on that big center circle, the destruction of humanity. Many of them, most of them can't even see it. They're focused on eating the next Dorito that's sitting in front of them because those little dots, they're trails of destruction Doritos that will lead to ultimate destruction. Does that make sense? I know it's kind of ham-fisted, but that's more how they work. When I say they just destroy the next thing in front of them, that's what I mean. He knows that his goal is just eat that next destruction Dorito. Oh, I ate it. Oh, that was good. Oh, there's another one. Oh, let me eat that too. Oh, there's another one. Let me eat that too. That's how they work through all of our institutions like entertainment. That's why your kid can watch drag queens on Nickelodeon Junior now. It wasn't as if that was the ultimate goal. It's just that once the communists took over a bunch of other things, eventually he looked and he thought, okay, we got to get the kids, more kids. We have to wreck the kids. Oh, Nickelodeon Junior, that's a kid's channel. Yeah, let's take that. And then as soon as he takes that, he immediately, because he's a religious zealot, looks for that next destruction Dorito. In the end, they're all marching towards that same center circle that's anti-human and, yes, ends up depopulating the earth. But it's not the outright goal of each finger. The climate change nutters, it is. It blows me away the good press these people get when these are the most genocidal people who ever lived. And they act like, honestly, most society, most of the right acts like they're just kind of naive. Oh, gosh. Or they'll say things, the right loves to say things like this. Oh, but you want to do this, but solar panels don't even work. Talk about missing the point. But you're dealing with Stalin. setting up a gulag to exterminate people. And you know what you're telling him? Oh, gosh, that fence isn't even going to keep anybody in. Ridiculous. Talk about missing what actually matters. Oh, boy. All right. An employee's having some trouble with his liberal boss. Talk about that. Talk about why these people believe what they believe. Got a revealing one here. Why do people congregate? Why do they congregate in the cities? All that and so much more is still to come. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers first, though, because Tunnel to Towers needs our support. They need our support because women and children need our support. Families of fallen first responders, Gold Star families. You know, we still have those all over the country, right? Afghanistan, yeah, we've all forgotten about it. We've all moved on, but I know who hasn't moved on. That young widow and her children who are still trying to figure out how to put their lives together since dad didn't come home. Tunnel to Towers is helping these people. They're finding these people. They're paying off their mortgages. They're finding catastrophically injured veterans and building them smart homes. This is how we become the hands and feet to thank the people who fight for us and who have lost for us. They've lost so much, whether it was dad or their legs. They lost. We can help them. T2T.org. T2T.org.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Toronto police closing a bar at headquarters. I know this is Canada, so we don't care, but they had a bar at police headquarters? Now, don't get me wrong, Canada. I respect the move, but how did you see that going? Did you think that that was going to work out well? Apparently there was a DUI. Gosh. Howdy, Jesse. I have an aunt who is and has always been a hardcore leftist. Years ago, I asked why she believes in everything the left advocates when everything the left advocates has been proven wrong in the real world. She replied, because we know we're right. I read this because it reinforces something that I've tried to explain a million times, and it's really hard for Normie Norm to get this. You're not dealing with Democrats or someone who with a political ideology or someone who even really thinks they're political. Oftentimes, when these communists say things like, well, don't make it political, you should know that lots of times They're being honest. They don't think being pro-abortion all 9 months of the pregnancy, they don't think that's being political. For them, that's just how it has to be. You're dealing with religious zealots. And it's what the naivete of the right is so staggering. And not just Normie Norm, our elected leaders. We have an FBI completely full of religious zealots who show up at FBI headquarters with all the power that comes with that, and they dedicate every waking moment of their lives to protecting Democrats and destroying Republicans. They want to become fully the Cheka so they can come knock on your door for being pro-life and throw you in a gulag. That is what they want. And to this day, we have Republicans like Ken Buck.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI for protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
Yeah, that's as naive as it gets. This is a guy who still thinks, well, no, I'm the great men and women of the FBI. The great men and women of the FBI. This is what he believes. This kind of old, pathetic way of thinking that is the reason we are where we are. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of FBI, Andrew Weissman had this to say about the cocaine.
To me, the Secret Service here looks like they can't find a dead cow in a closet. I mean, this is really just not a sufficient investigation. I'm, by the way, not saying, oh, Joe Biden had a bag here or Hunter Biden, but you should do more than just say there were no fingerprints or DNA on the evidence, and we looked at surveillance logs and we didn't see somebody actually leaving it there, which is, seems highly unlikely. How about interviewing people?
Why wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't they? Oh, come on. Are we all going to act like we're, this is some gigantic mystery here? Jesse, I'm about as blood red as it gets. I'm 25 and I'm a construction superintendent in Denver, Colorado. I'm currently supporting Trump for 2024 and I have a sticker on my truck. My employer has recently noticed and is asking me to remove. Am I being stubborn? Or is this just the tip of the iceberg, and should I find somewhere else to make money? Please keep me anonymous. Buddy, you got to go. If your employer saw a Trump bumper sticker and came to you and asked you to remove it proactively, that is the first of many problems you're going to have. Your employer is either a card-carrying communist, which is actually probably not likely, but what is more likely, your employer is scared to death. Scared to death of the society, scared to death of the society we live in, scared of getting that phone call. One of your employees has a Trump bumper sticker on there, and your employer, if he doesn't cave and fire you now, he will cave and fire you one day just because somebody's going to make a phone call. So many people, and this is part of the reason communists are so successful when they take over society. It's a huge reason why they've been so successful in their takeover of America. People just want to be left alone. People don't want to be screamed at. They don't want to get in arguments. They don't want anyone to yell at them at any point in time. They just want to be left alone. They want to live peacefully. I want everyone to be happy and laugh. Well, when you're a communist, remember, you're a religious zealot, so you don't have any time for happy anyway. It's just destroy, 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 destroy. So you know if you make enough noise about something, you will eventually get your way just because everyone wants things to calm down. I used the example a long time ago, but honestly, it's so true. It explains everything so much. If you've ever been out and about in a restaurant or any kind of public place where there are a bunch of people out and you've ever witnessed this scene in your life, the guy's sitting there with his woman, wife, girlfriend, whatever it is, and she starts to get loud. Get mad at him and get loud. I saw you talking to Tina. And you see him reaching over. You almost see him looking around, reaching over. Hey, please calm down. Hey, No, I didn't. And you hear how calm his voice is, like a desperate calm. No, I didn't talk to Tina. I don't. Oh, yes, you did. I heard you. And what's she doing? She's doing it on purpose. What's she doing? She knows he wants everything to be quiet. She knows he wants to live peacefully. She knows she's making a scene. That's why she's making a scene. Get outrageous. Get loud. Embarrass him. Get him to agree to anything in order to shut you up. That's what the communist does to your society. You're just sitting down at Red Lobster trying to enjoy your Cheddar Bay biscuits, and he's screaming in your face, and you don't want to have to argue, and you don't want to have to fight, and you don't want to have to deal with all this stuff. You just want to relax. Can I just have my Cheddar Bay biscuits? So, okay, whatever you want. Fine. Oh, my gosh, you're mad about an employee of mine having a Trump bumper sticker? Oh, you're right. He shouldn't have had that. Let me go talk to him right now. I'll ask him to remove it. Oh, yeah, that's one of many. Great Oracle. Why do Democrats, liberals, and communist foot soldiers congregate in cities? Is there something about commies that draws them to cities? Or is there something about cities that is so soul-sucking they turn normal, sane people into communists? Listen, thank you, and her name is Autumn. Well, I'm about to do a few very wildly offensive generalities here, but they're all incredibly true. One, this has to do with kind of a values thing. I would love to live in a city, full disclosure. I don't think I ever will for a variety of reasons. They're all unsafe now. They're all run by communists, but I would love to live in a city. I have friends. I have a friend in particular. I can think of him right now. Makes a great living. He's a lawyer. He has this sick apartment building with a rooftop pool. And there's a sweet restaurant and bar in the place. He just has the time of his life. And it sounds awesome. Now, why don't I move in there? Well, I've got a family. I've got kids. I'm sure it is awesome to single rich lawyer friend. For me, I don't have enough room for the kids and the dog and the... And I don't have enough safety in a place like that. It doesn't exist. There's a different value system that comes with living in a city versus living in the country. And I realize this is not universal at all. Somebody who has left a city, and many people do when they start families, you are seeking out safety and stability. Because otherwise, why would you leave the city? If you're not worried about that, why would you leave the city? All the restaurant options, all the fun, all the everything, I'll stay in the city forever. No, but I want stability. I want safety because your priorities change as you get older, as you start a family. And so the cities fill up with young single people who want to live that life, and those people are much more inclined to go left than right. That is a big part of it. All right, we still have so much to go here. Let's deal with this, though. Let's deal with your betting. It's not good enough. Not good enough at all. You need better betting. You need a better pillow. You know, my wife used to have all these neck problems, and now she doesn't have any anymore, and that's thanks to my pillow. But they have pet beds. They have mattress toppers. They have sheets, as you know, my slippers. And they have a huge sale because it's the 20th anniversary right now. The Queen My Pillow on sale for $19.98 right now. It's normally $69.98. King size is just 10 bucks more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse to get screaming deals on everything because it's their anniversary. Happy anniversary, MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse, or you can call them. They're wonderful on the phone, 800-845-0544. Keep in mind, 60-day money-back guarantee. This stuff is awesome. Go now. I've got an
animal inside of me. Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and do keep in mind, because I'm going to be gone. I'm not going to have a chance to remind you of this for a week or so. It's not just technology you need to stay boned up on. It's transportation.
This issue of transportation is fundamentally about just making sure that people have the ability to get where they need to go. It's that basic.
That's pretty profound. Keep that. Transportation is about getting people where they need to go. That is, man, I am blown away. Hi, Jesse. I was wondering why you haven't heard the why I haven't heard you mentioning the people getting their AC pins yet. I received mine on Wednesday. It's as cool as you described. Maybe I missed you talking about them. I'm hoping enough people get them and can wear them on your Israel trip. Also, I'm hoping whoever you hired to be imaginary Chris and Michael can remember their lines on the trip. Be safe. His name is Kevin. Yes, the AC pins are apparently going out, and they're going out in droves right now. I, of course, am a huge, important celebrity and world-famous author. What, Chris? So I have had my AC pin for a while, but yet they're going out. Remember, your AC pins, wear them, man. Wear them out. Wear them casual. Wear them formal. It looks sharp. I wanted them to look simple and sharp because I wanted people to wear them. It's got to be about more than a stupid pin. It's about a community. We must start a community. Part-time radio host and full-time Oracle. I've been noticing in my internet news feeds it's all doom and gloom for Ron D. Is this true, or is this the mainstream media terrified of him? I think I know the answer, but I would like to hear your take. It's July of 2023. I've got to tell you something. Now, maybe this is just because I ran for Congress. What was that, 10 years ago? Gosh, more than 10 years ago. Ran for Congress a couple of times. I have been into politics ever since. I get the biggest smirk in my face on my face about how overly emotional and dramatic people get when they shouldn't be yet about politics. And right now, here's how it stands. In the primary, all these polls come out every day. They're almost all national polls. That's how you know they're crap. We surveyed 1,000 people nationally. And anyway, but all these polls are out right now, and Donald Trump is up 30 points in the polls. And that's probably true. I bet Donald Trump's the leader right now. And I see all these people that these hardcore Trump fans. Oh, Trump's got it. It's over. No need to debate. And then I see some, you know, Heavy D's looking bad in the same polls. And I see this. Oh, it didn't work. Heavy D ran a bad campaign. It's over. Oh, my gosh. It's July of 2023. The actual primary elections, remember, they're state-by-state elections. There's Iowa, and then you're doing all this, New Hampshire. They're state-by-state elections. Held at different times, held a long ways from now, with a million miles in between now and then. If you're Trump, you're up now. You're probably up comfortably. You still better campaign like it matters, pal, because you have to. If you're Heavy D, yeah, you're down right now. And if the election was held today, you'd probably lose. You have all the time in the world to run an outstanding, organized campaign and get things done. Did you know they're fundraising matters a lot too? Have you tracked these numbers yet? They're fundraising. They're organizing. This people love to declare things in the primary way before they should ever declare anything. Honestly, I have no use for him whatsoever, but I think this Vivek guy even has a shot at making some noise. Why do I think that? Because that's how primaries work. Barack Obama once ran in a primary against Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was the presumptive nominee with the entire National Democrat Party behind her, and no one had ever even heard of Barack Obama before he ran against her in a primary, and he ended up blowing her doors off. It's so unbelievably early. So if you're sitting at home cheering because Trump won it, or sobbing in your pillow because Heavy D lost it, you're both ridiculous. It's July of 2023. There's so much to happen. And what are those things that are going to happen? I don't know. You don't know. Who knows what life brings between now and then? I have no earthly idea. For all we know, something terrible happened medically, and I pray to God it won't, but in Ron DeSantis' family, he'll have to drop out of the race. He might drop out of the race tomorrow. These things happen all the time. Donald Trump's 80 years old. Again, don't want this to happen. Please don't let it happen, but maybe Trump has something medical that goes wrong. Got to get a stent put in his heart or something like that. He's friggin' 80. 80's not 8. That's old. Trump might have to drop out. You have no idea. Anybody declaring victory or death at this point in time has either followed politics for about 5 minutes or they're just too caught up in the emotions of the day. Don't ever get too caught up in the emotions of the day, all right? Also, don't ever watch The View.
I hate this for that child. You're not asked to be brought into the world. You're just a... It's just a circumstance, you know, and apparently this was sort of more of a one night stand. It wasn't like they had a relationship. He was in the throes of addiction when this woman became pregnant. And she is posting pictures of the baby, like with an Air Force One cap and on the, at the Jefferson Memorial. And so she is sort of trying to, I don't know, wedge herself into the family. And
the granddaughter is trying to wedge herself into the family. We've thought of these women on The View as, you know, kind of stupid. They're fun to make fun of, easy to make fun of. Oh, look, they're dumb. Oh, they're ugly, all those things. That's evil, man. The granddaughter's trying to wedge herself in with her father and her grandpa. All right. You know what I don't want anymore? I know they're listening. I don't want any more pictures of the family snuggling with Fred while I'm doing the show. They do this to me, and they're like, it's almost like they're childishly trying to make me jealous. Oh, hurry home when you're done. We're hanging out with Fred. Oh, Fred's here. Fred that. What about pictures of me, huh? Does anyone send out pictures of me? I do love that idiot. And we're going to keep him around a long time because we take care of him. We take him on walks, clean his water all the time. Make sure his shots are up to date. We give Fred rough greens with every meal. We pour rough greens on every meal because we understand that dog food is all dead. There's no nutrition in it at all. None. You need an all-natural nutritional supplement. Pour it on your dog's food. Rough greens was created so your dog can live longer and go to the vet a whole lot less. And yes, have your family send you annoying pictures of him. Rough greens fixed Fred's digestive issues, which he used to have after every meal. Go to freeroughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag, all right? Or you can call 833-33-MY-DOG. All right. Now, somebody wants to know about military's past and present. Somebody has a warning about Israel. Somebody wants to know about Whataburger, Joe Biden, the Biden family, homeschooling. So much is still to come on the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.